Today is a presentation of the Lord in the temple, which we just heard about, and certainly we had a little bit of some of that going on at the entrance of the church. This is 40 days after Christmas, 40 days after the birth of the Lord. And according to the law of the Lord, what is written in the Torah, in the book of the law, the books of the law, the five first books of the Old Testament, of the Bible, we hear about how God says that because He set the people of Israel free, because the angel of death passed over the firstborn of the Israelites because of the blood of the Lamb. You remember that whole thing with the Passover and the blood that goes on the lintel and the doorpost, and how the angel of death passes over the firstborn of the Israelites but not the firstborns of the Egyptians. Because of this, because of God sparing, He said then every firstborn male that it opens the womb must then be dedicated to the Lord, whether of man or beast. And so even their animals had to be dedicated to the Lord. And so this is where the firstborn sons, 40 days after their birth, are brought to Jerusalem, brought to the temple, and dedicated to the Lord. And there were two types of sacrifices you could do. One was the rich person's sacrifice, which I forget exactly what that was. But then there was the poor person's sacrifice, which you could do a pair of turtle doves or two pigeons, two young pigeons. So we see here that Mary and Joseph, they're following the dictate of the law of the Lord. They're bringing Jesus to the temple to dedicate Him to the Lord. He who is the Lord's already by nature. They're dedicating Him to the Lord by law. He who was to set the people of Israel and the whole world free from the real angel of death is being brought as a symbol of how God set the people of Israel free from the angel of death, lo, those many years ago at the Passover. And the sacrifice they offer is that of those who are poor, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. That Mary and Joseph don't have a lot of money. They are poor. They give what they can to the Lord, but it's not like they have excess. We see that God, of course, comes to us not as someone high and mighty, but He humbles Himself, even coming to those impoverished, so that everyone can reach Him, so that no one is afraid to go to Him. Now, this practice of what happened in the temple, this happens all the time. This would have been a regular day-in, day-out thing that would have happened in Jerusalem. And so Simeon and Anna, they're there, they recognize Christ. But it wasn't because of great majesty or flowing robes. It wasn't that they saw this glow and this halo around Christ going, "Woo!" No, it wasn't that any of that was happening. He would have looked just like every other 40-day-old baby that's out there. And Mary and Joseph would have looked like every other set of parents that were out there. But Simeon and Anna were able to recognize the coming of God in their midst. As Simeon speaks to him, "Now, Lord, You may let Your servant go in peace according to Your word. For my eyes have seen Your salvation, which You prepared in the sight of all the peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and the glory for Your people Israel." That's why we have the blessing of candles and the lighting of candles today, because Jesus is the light of revelation. Why did Simeon recognize Him? Why did Anna recognize Him? Well, it says that Simeon was filled with the Holy Spirit. It says that Anna spent all of her time in fasting and prayer. She had attuned herself to hearing the voice of God. He had prepared himself by knowing God's will, knowing God's law. They spent their time getting to know God, getting to recognize Him in the quiet, recognize Him in the quiet of their hearts. And from that, from listening to His word, from pondering over His law, from speaking to Him in their hearts, then when He appeared in their midst, they were able to see Him, to recognize Him. Sometimes we have a hard time recognizing God's presence in our midst. It means we need to spend more time getting to know the voice of the shepherd. It means we need to spend more time listening to His voice. It means we need to spend more time gazing upon Him in the beauty of the Eucharist. So that after we've trained our eyes to pierce through the appearance of bread and wine and see the very presence of God, then when we go out into the world, we'll be able to pierce the appearance and see Christ in each person that we meet. See each person made in the image and likeness of God. See the baptismal robe that God has put into each Christian's life. See the dignity of each human person from their conception until their natural death. When we spend that time getting to know our God in prayer, when we waste that time with God, then we'll be able to recognize His presence, His finger, His hand, moving in every part of our lives. My sisters and brothers, this day may we come to know our God in a greater way. May we spend that time with Him so that, like Simeon and Anna, we may be able to recognize Him in our presence, in our midst, in the people around us.